Welcome to our worship of God on this Memorial Weekend, when we as a nation remember all those who have died in the United States military. And as Christians, we remember the sacrifice of Jesus our Lord on the cross in his coming resurrection after. May our worship of the Lord this morning honor him and inspire us in our faithfulness to the Lord. So welcome to you all in this time. Maybe you can't tell, maybe my voice is different. It's different in my head. So I've been dealing with congestion since Wednesday or so. Made it through Friday's wedding, no problem. But then it kind of got worse yesterday. So I'm keeping my distance as much as I can and would appreciate your prayers through this service. The altar flowers are from the wedding ceremony of Tristan and Jessica Cast, formerly Jessica Lindsay. They were married here in the sanctuary on Friday afternoon. Our mission of the month, final Sunday of May, is the Cherry Street Mission Ministries. So hopefully you've been able to support them. And we welcome Pastor Ryan and his family. They've come back, he's come back from Texas, and they have traveled from Texas, made it home yesterday. So welcome to you all, and look forward to getting to know your wife and boys in the coming weeks and months. I invite you to share the peace of Christ with one another. In our worship of God this morning, we begin by reading from Psalm 97. Psalm 97. The Lord reigns. Let the earth be glad. Let the distant shores rejoice. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. All who worship images are put to shame. Those who boast in idols, worship him, all you gods. Zion hears and rejoices, and the villages of Judah are glad because of your judgments, O Lord. For you, O Lord, are the most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Let those who love the Lord hate evil, for he guards the lives of his faithful ones and delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light is shed upon the righteous and joy on the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you are righteous, and praise his holy name. Let us bow in prayer. Lord, we do come before you. We come to worship you, O righteous and holy one. We thank you for the gift of creation and the gift of each and every day. We also thank you for the unity that we can have through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who binds us together. Lord, through the presence of your Holy Spirit, may this time of worship be one of encouragement, one of inspiration, and one of unity. In the name of Christ we pray, amen. Thank you. Psalm 95, verses 1 and 2. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. I invite those who are able to please rise as we sing this morning.
Let us sing our opening hymn of praise. It is God of our fathers. It is found on page number 573 in your red hymnals for those of you who would like to follow along. God of our fathers.
Help us to love each other and to love the world as you have loved us.
remain standing and let's sing our hymn of praise and adoration. It is, I love to tell the story. It is found on page number 297 in your red hymnals.
Unless you're a child, who I invite to come forward to the steps for the children's message. You can have a seat right on the steps. How we doing? Were you glad to see your dad again? It'd been a while, huh? Yeah. This morning, we are going to read from the book of John when Jesus was praying. And Jesus first prayed for himself, and then he prayed for his disciples, and then he prayed for all believers. Now, he prayed that a long time ago, but he was still praying for believers in today's world. And in the part that we're going to focus in on this morning, it talks about unity. Jesus is praying for unity amongst all believers. And when people are living in unity, that means they're getting along. That means they like each other. That means they spend time together and they don't get each other upset. Okay? And what God does is he places us, he wants to place us in a household where there's a family where we can learn unity. Okay? How we treat our parents, how our parents treat us, how we treat our brother or how we treat our sister. It all gives us ways to practice unity. Do you two always get along? Not all the time. See, that's why in a family you have time to practice. Now, I know Allie always gets along with Evie, right? Uh-huh. Yeah. Wait till Evie gets a little bit older and we'll see how that goes, because you'll have to practice that too. I grew up in a family with two boys and four girls. So there were six of us, and we had lots of opportunity to practice being nice to each other, helping each other out, and just being united as a family. And so in the church, God also gives us opportunities to practice unity, of getting along with one another. And the more that we are united, the better we are a witness to the world. So when those times come that you don't always get along, hopefully they're short and that you can practice that unity as we all practice. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the lessons that Jesus offers through the scriptures. We thank you for his time of prayer, and that he prays for us to be united. He prays for us to be kind to one another, to get along, to understand. He prays that we would love one another as you love us. So we just thank you for these three and pray your blessing upon them. Amen. Thanks for coming up. You can go back to your seats. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Lord God, each Sunday morning, throughout each Sunday and throughout the week, on weekends like this, where as a nation we pause to reflect and to remember, Lord, in our time of worship, we pause to reflect. And as we reflect upon your presence, upon your love, upon your grace, we gather to worship you. Lord, we are so thankful, and help us to be ever more thankful for the blessings of your love through Jesus Christ, and through the reality and the hope and the promise of forgiveness from our sin when we have not practiced unity, when we have caused friction in our own families, in the church, in our community, in the world. Lord, as we consider the prayer of Jesus, in how he models unity with you for us, Lord, I pray that through the power of your Holy Spirit, our hearts and our minds would be awakened this day to strive ever harder, to rely more upon your will and your way, your grace and your love, that we would be effective witnesses of your mercy and of your kindness. Lord, on a weekend when we remember the sacrifice of so many that have died in the military of this country, Lord, as we are aware of strife in our country still today, where there is violence and where there is horror, where there is brokenness, where there is great friction, Lord, we pray, as your people, as believers in your Son Jesus, as part of the church, we pray that we would renew our efforts to be more Christ-like, to pray and to follow the example of Jesus praying and acting upon his prayer. Lord, help us not to complain. Help us not to cast stones. Help us not to judge. But help us be united in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that we would bear witness to your love and to the glory of you, God, our Heavenly Father. Lord, as we remember the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, how he willingly laid down his life for his friends, for us, Lord, help us to have that deep faith, to have that strong conviction that we would be placed in harm's way, whatever that harm might be, whether that's judgment or accusation or even those in the military or those in everyday life where we sacrifice ourselves for the good of others. Lord, give us strength and conviction, we pray. And Lord, as we seek to honor you, as we seek to love one another, we pray for the joys and the concerns of this local congregation. Lord, we pray that you would continue to bless Jessica and Tristan from their marriage on Friday. Lord, bless them in these days and weeks and months and years of their marriage, that they would stay true to your love. We pray for Anna as she recovers from hip surgery. We pray for Rod and Joyce as Rod undergoes some further medical testing. We pray for their strength. We pray for their faith. And we pray for Rod's healing. Lord, we pray especially for Gary and Judy Sears this day, as on Wednesday, Gary will have surgery. We pray that he would continue to be strong in you, and that your will would bring healing to his body and to his mind. We pray for the Links and their family as they mourn the loss of their 16-year-old niece and cousin Allie. Lord, we pray that they would know your peace, give them hope, give them promise. We pray for Dean Beck and family upon the death of his older brother Jay. Lord, we pray for that family to experience your peace and know the promise of everlasting life. Lord, we're thankful that Stanka and the boys have come to their new home here in Ohio, and we pray that they settle in, and we look forward to getting to know them. Lord, we pray for Chloe, the granddaughter of Roger and Kay, as she continues to go through this time and deal with aspects of cancer and treatment. Lord, we are thankful that she has that strong faith and trust in you. We pray for Gary and Bud and Tootie. We continue to pray for Leah and her family. We pray for Paulette. We pray for Tracy and Sadi. Lord, we pray for this congregation, that we would continue to be strong in faith and that we would bear witness to Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Please rise if you are able, and let us sing our sermon hymn. It is Blessed Be the Tie That Binds, and it is found on page number 286 in your red hymnals if you choose to follow along there.